I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston. Children and teens who engage in sports and vigorous exercise during the hot weather need extra hydration to stay healthy. Dr. Alec DeCastro is here to talk about healthy hydration for youth athletes during the warm weather. Dr. DeCastro is an associate professor and chief of primary care sports medicine in the Department of Family Medicine at MUSC. Dr. DeCastro, tell us about summertime temperatures and youth athletes and what we need to know about hydration.
The summer will soon be in full swing. July and August are average the hottest months out of the year, and this is also the same time where athletes return to summer camp and even conditioning. As the temperatures continues to rise, it's important for all athletes to maintain good hydration, especially to avoid heat illness while exercising in the summer sun.
And how much water do young athletes need each day?
So typically, to maintain optimal hydration throughout the day, young athletes should drink about half an ounce to an ounce of water per pound of body weight. This is really done to maintain peak performance during exercise and minimize water weight loss. Fluid can vary based on activity, intensity, environmental conditions, so even training status. The more highly trained an athlete is, actually he or she will sweat more and require more fluid intake. But in general, athletes should be encouraged to drink plenty of water in hours leading up to the exercise, so taking 4 to 6 big gulps of water every 15 to 20 minutes during exercise. After exercising, drink about 24 ounces of water for every pound of water weight lost during the workout.
Dr. DeCastro, what about signs of dehydration? What do teens and youth athletes and their parents need to look for?
The best way to look for dehydration is to recognize the symptoms of dehydration, things like dizziness and headaches, poor attention, fatigue earlier than usual, muscle cramps, vomiting, difficulty drinking fluids. All of these are really a sign that an athlete's cardiovascular system is working harder than it has to, a problem that could simply be solved by increasing their fluid intake. Another good way to look for dehydration is to look for the color of their urine. The less dark, the more clear, the better.
And what about heat stroke and heat exhaustion? What do we need to know about those possibilities?
The best thing to avoid heat illness or even heat stroke is to be aware about the environmental conditions and how hot it is. The most serious form of heat illness is heat stroke. This is a true medical emergency and happens when the body temperature reaches at least 104 degrees Fahrenheit. And signs of a heat stroke are confusion, actually lack of sweating, headache, and even loss of consciousness. So if you see any of these signs, this is a true medical emergency. You should call 911 and have your child transported to the hospital.
Are there some days when it is just too hot for youth athletes to be really engaged in such intense sports activities?
Absolutely. The best way to avoid heat illness is not to be out in that intense heat. There's something called a wet bulb globe thermometer, which is used by the military to help guide when you can practice outside, which takes into account the humidity. So at about a 60% of humidity, our sweat stops evaporating and our body doesn't cool very easily. Many teams use these special thermometers to make different ranges where they should consider canceling activities because the temperatures are too extreme.
Dr. DeCastro, thanks for providing this information about healthy hydration for youth athletes.
You're welcome.
From the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.